So happy Columbus Day, folks. And whatever you're doing today, this is a holiday that has had a series of identity shifts over the past 500 years or so since Columbus sailed the ocean blue back in 1492. It was a celebration in the beginning for someone who, we were told, risked discovering that the Earth was actually flat, but who confirmed by sailing to North America that it was round. It's been a celebration of the achievements of Italian Americans, even though Christopher Columbus was actually an employee of the King and Queen of Spain when he went on his voyage. In more recent times, it is the celebration or commemoration or noting of the hugely important historical moment of European contact with North America, a cataclysmic event that changed the world and had horrible consequences for natives in North America, certainly for the slaves that colonists brought with them in the years after Columbia discovered the New World, as we call it. Joining us is now our friend Ken Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, Everything You Need to Know About American History But Never Learned. Kenneth Davis, good morning.
Good morning, John. Always a great pleasure to be with you.
It's great to talk to you on this Columbus Day. The complexity of identity in Columbus Day is part of its historical significance, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the idea that this guy was a hero for a very, very long time, and certainly a hero to Italian Americans in particular in creating a national holiday is part of the story. How he's gone from hero to zero is quite an incredible story. One of the first biographies of Columbus was written actually by Washington Irving, you know, who you think of as the tall tale teller of New York City. He was actually a diplomat in Spain at one point, had access to Columbus's letters, and wrote a serious biography of him. That's where the notion that the Catholic Church at that time believed the world was flat came from. That is one of the many misconceptions about Columbus.
A complete myth. I mean, in fact, you can't believe in navigation in any sense if you don't believe the world was round, right?
Well, the Greeks had proven it pretty much, you know, well over 1,000 years before Columbus was alive. And so most intelligent, educated people, and certainly most navigators, would have known that the world was round. What's interesting, I came across a Columbus story in his third voyage. Most people don't know he actually took four voyages. The 1492 one is the one we think about. On his third voyage, he was off the coast of what we now know as South America near Venezuela. He sees a river rushing out, and he writes in his logbooks that this river must be coming from a very high place on Earth, and then he says the world is not spherical but pear-shaped. Wow, they didn't tell us that one in junior high. And then he goes on to say that it's like a woman's breast, and this high point is like the nipple, highest and closest to heaven. And I said, they definitely didn't tell me that one in junior high. I would have taken notes. But just part of the human side of this extraordinary story.
And, you know, the perils of investing a gigantic historical movement in one frail and flawed individual. We're talking with Kenneth Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, Everything You Need to Know About American History But Never Learned. Here's a question, Ken. So Columbus gets credit for the Columbian Revolution, if you want to call it that, for good or ill. But it's Amerigo Vespucci, I believe, who named both continents. What's that about?
Well, he didn't name them. They were named in his honor because it's Vespucci who writes a letter back to his patron, the Medici, in which he says, this is not Asia, which, of course, Columbus basically goes to his deathbed, we think, never acknowledging that he'd hadn't found a way to China, which is what he was looking for, a quick way to sail to China. So it's Vespucci who writes back and says, this is not Asia, but a new world, a mundus novus. And in honor of Amerigo, the first map showing these new worlds in Europe, it puts his name on it. So that's why we're not the United States of Columbus or Columbia or something else appropriate Colombian. But 1492 is also an extraordinary year. Most people think just Columbus, as I said. First of all, he never discovered America. Let's clear that one up. He sailed. His first landing is in the Bahamas. He then sails around the Caribbean on the next three voyages. So essentially, he discovers Club Med. But this idea of Columbus in 1492 overlooks what else Isabella and Ferdinand did that year. They got rid of the Moors, first of all. They got rid of Islam in the Iberian Peninsula, and they also got rid of the Jews.
Expelled the Jews, sure.
Yes, and so it was a really cataclysmic year, and this was the reason that they were proclaimed the Spanish kings of Spain by the rather notorious Spanish Pope, Rodrigo Borgia.
Well, let's back away from Columbus then for a moment. Is there a way to identify the significance of European contact in the Western Hemisphere as it is known? And if we exclude the contact on the Western side from the land bridge, which we believe became the native tribes in America, both the North and South?
There's no way to diminish what Columbus actually did in terms of changing the arc of history. And so we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that he was resourceful, brave, a brilliant sailor, but he also introduced this extraordinary era of death and destruction, some of it deliberate, some of it accidental. Most of the Native Americans he had misnamed, by the way. He's the one who decided they were Indians because he thought he was in the East Indies when he got there, so he calls them Los Indios. He ushers in this era that's an incredible period of exploration, discovery, death, and destruction. 90% of the people he discovered when he got here eventually die, most of them from diseases to which they had no immunity. Smallpox was the major killer. So it's hard to say that this is anything other than what it was, a turning point in human history, no doubt, but a period that ultimately destroyed millions and millions of people, which is one reason why in Berkeley, California, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Kenneth Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, Everything You Need to Know About American History But Never Learned. What do you think about this?
He absolutely doesn't deserve a holiday. It should be, you know, a Native American History Day or something like that to pay respect to a culture which really perished under him and the early Europeans.
Your sentiments and our thanks to Kenneth Davis. What do you think on this Columbus Day? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.